So there's a new study out there that found the secret to losing weight, apparently, is playing Tetris. Yeah, you know that really old game. You got to move the blocks, whatever, make them fit. Researchers had people play Tetris whenever they had a food craving. And it did such a good job distracting their brains that they got past the craving and stopped wanting the snack. Although we're thinking Tetris might be good, but Candy Crush Saga might not do the best job taking your mind off, you know, the candy. So go back to the old school Tetris instead of Candy Crush Saga. 48-year-old John Martin Novak of Buell, Idaho. He's not a doctor. 99% sure he's not a doctor based on what he thought this could cure him. Apparently, he had some serious sinus issues. And Sunday night, he finally decided to take care of them with a home remedy. And his home remedy? Slamming his nose in a door over and over. First, of course, he got intoxicated drunk to numb the pain. He shoved two straws in his nostrils for some reason, then started slamming his nose in the door. Of course, it didn't work. Don't do this. So he got into an argument with his sister about it, and then he decided to pull a rifle on her. She called the cops, and when they got there, they found John passed out. And when they woke up, he threatened them, and he was arrested for threatening his sister with the rifle. And it looks like his face is pretty beat up from, you know, slamming his nose over and over in the door. Apparently, senior citizens are pretty lonely, so they're willing to talk to anyone, even people who maybe don't even speak their language. But this is pretty cool, all joking aside. There's a company in Brazil called the CNA Language School, and it teaches kids English. And to help them practice, they've set up a way to video chat with people living in nursing homes in the U.S. So it's kind of like, you know, a pen pal program, but you're video chatting. There's a YouTube video that shows how it works. This might make seniors even more disgusted with America's youth because these kids overseas are doing it. But the teenagers they talk to are a lot more respectful than most kids here. But those kids in Brazil are talking, and in other countries are talking, to lonely seniors to learn better English and chatting with them so they're not so lonely. Movies opening in theaters this weekend got three widespread releases. Want to see this movie? It looks absolutely hysterical. I've been watching trailers for long months now. It's Neighbors. Zac Efron's fraternity moves next door to a young couple played by Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, and they get into a turf war after the frat parties get out of control. Dave Franco and Christopher Mintz-Plasse are in the frat. Andy Samberg has a cameo in a toga, and Lisa Kudrow is the college dean. So it is rated R, but it looks absolutely hysterical. Mom's Night Out is rated PG. Sarah Drew from Grey's Anatomy, she stars in a Mother's Day comedy as a mom who just wants a relaxing night out with her friends. But she ends up running all over the city trying to find a lost baby instead. Sean Astin plays her husband. Patricia Heaton is in there. Glary's Harry Shum and Trace Atkins makes an appearance as well. And the animated movie Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, is rated PG. Dorothy goes back to Oz to stop the brother of the Wicked Witch from taking over. Martin Short plays the bad guy. Lea Michele from Glee is Dorothy. And Dan Aykroyd, Jim Belushi, and Kelsey Grammer are the Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion, and the Tin Man. So those are the movies opening in theaters today and this weekend. And it is Mother's Day weekend. Don't forget, how many times can I remind you before you wait till that last minute to go get your mom a gift? But here are some random Mother's Day facts for you. This will be the 100th anniversary of Woodrow Wilson officially naming Mother's Day a U.S. holiday. Mother's Day was originally started in the 1850s by a woman named Ann Jarvis, and it wasn't about giving gifts. It was a day for mothers to rally together behind causes like fighting disease, mourning soldiers, and promoting peace. Americans will spend $19.9 billion on Mother's Day this year, and 30% of the mothers in the U.S. are stay-at-home moms. There you go. That's your stack of leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron. Have a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.